Frank Kilbride was responsible for this, teamed up with June McLaughlin of Chuck and June and the Gamblers fame. I love it. The more I hear it, the more I do. It's called God Bless Ireland. A lovely song, and as I said, truly from the heart. That's one of the most moving songs I've heard in 1988, and I think that song's going to stick around for a long, long time. Well, on the other end of the line, hopefully we have a gentleman who used to do the early morning show here on West Arsenal Radio 3, and also, although he wasn't a true blue, I might as well admit it, although he wasn't a true blue country fan, as soon as he saw the color of the money that was involved to do the country show while I wasn't here, he did it. And I'm speaking to a fella, actually, he's from Liverpool, although he doesn't sound it, and he's on the other end of the line right now. Let's say a very good evening. Hope the line is clear there. It's very, very dodgy at the moment. Hold on, we'll just see it. Okay, let's see now. Something's wrong here somewhere. Hello, I'm just trying to clear your line here, Phil. Hold on a second. Right. Dear, oh dear. Okay, on the other end of the line we have Phil Hilton. Phil, how are you?
Hello, Doc. Well, you all right?
Not too bad, not too bad. A very moving moving last hour here. Yes. We have loads of people. Where are you speaking to us from?
Well, we're in Dublin at the moment. We're in a hotel.
Right.
And unfortunately, I haven't been able to make it down to Mullingar.
Right.
We got involved with so much down here in Dublin with all the clothes down.
Yeah.
They don't look like we're going to make it up tonight.
Right. Here comes the boss. He might be able to do something with his telephone line here. Hold on a sec. Right. Listen, it must be a very moving experience up in Dublin at the moment.
Well, it's quite incredible, really. I've never witnessed anything like it in my life before.
Really? How many stations are gone now?
Just Sunshine that I know for the time being.
Yeah.
Q102 was there at 10 minutes to 6.
Yeah.
And said that they were going to close down at midnight.
Right.
And so they're in actual fact still on.
They're still on.
But we're sort of just recovering.
Yeah, you must have about a dozen tape recorders going in that room of yours.
Oh, you're not kidding. There might be anoraks around. It's incredible.
An anorak festival tonight, Phil. Now, listen, what are your intentions for the future, just in case? You must have a lot of listeners here that still remember you, Phil.
Well, I'd just like to wish them a very happy new year, basically.
Right.
I just want to continue working in radio. And
you're at the BBC in Liverpool, are you?
Right, yeah.
That used to be my old stomping ground over there.
So, yes.
Yeah, I used to do a country show there
you
many years
well
ago.
Over there, Don, let me tell you.
Sorry?
You remembered well over there.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great stuff. Well, I did pay me taxes while I was there, Phil.
Sorry?
I did pay me taxes while I was there. But give my regards to everyone there, won't you? Right.
A very happy new year to everyone listening as well. Let's hope we meet again on the air somewhere sometime very soon.
I hope so too, Phil. And I hope this is going to be a movie evening for you, an experience, a night of experience.
Well, I hope so for you.
You'll probably look back and tell your grandchildren of this night. I would say. He's still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, have yourself a good night. And on behalf of Sean and Nora here, I want to wish you all the best for 1989.
And yourself, Don.
Okay, thanks for phoning, Phil.
Good night.
God bless you. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Well, there we have it, a gentleman of distinction there who used to do the
Hello?
Morning show.
Hello?
Hold on.
Just bring your thing down there. Right, okay, it's coming up to 20 minutes now before 9 o'clock. 20 before 9 here on West National Radio 3. Here's a song that I believe at one stage for a long, long time, this was the only radio station playing this record. Mainly because it hasn't been released in Ireland, and every time the boss went over to America, he always came back, trying to please me as ever. He's coming over with a big bundle of records under his arms, and he used to brag. None of these are released in Ireland. Play the H-E-L of them. I says, what does that mean? He says, play them. Nobody else has got them. I said, okay. He said, start off with this one.
Our daddies won the war, then they came home to our moms. They gave them so much love that all us kids were born. We all grew up on Mickey Mouse and hula hoops. Then we all bought BMWs and brand new pickup trucks. And we watched John Kennedy die one afternoon. Kids of the baby boom. It was a time of new prosperity in the USA.
For a long time, nobody ever phoned us up and disputed it. We're the only radio station, I think, that you ever heard that record on. It's called Kids of the Baby Boom and featuring the Bellamy Brothers. And in fact, they were so popular that they even appeared in Galway on one of the jamborees along with Kathy Matea. And Kathy Mattea went on. 1988 was a lovely year for her in Nashville, as you probably heard if you listened to the award show, which was brought to you by courtesy of Tony Cassidy Productions, Outside Productions. They went over to Nashville to get that show especially for us. And if Tony is listening in this evening, many thanks indeed. That was another West National Radio 3 first, which we owe our thanks to and deeply to Tony Cassidy and his Outside Productions. Well, I've just been told that Ted of the Rustic Inn is in. He'd like to wish Happy New Year to all his friends and his many customers that go to the Rustic Inn night after night, where top-class entertainment can be found. That's Ted and all his hard-working staff, he says, at the Rustic Inn. And all the best to you, Ted, for 1989. It's slowly coming up to 8:45 here on West National Radio 3. And something that we haven't heard from tonight, we haven't heard from Chuck Owen, so here we go now. One of the nicest songs he ever sang in 1988, I'm Gonna Love You Forever and Ever.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. You're not just time that I'm killing. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. Cause I'm gonna love you forever and ever. Forever and ever. Amen. Time takes its toll on a body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on a memory, make people forget things they knew. Easy to see, it's all happened to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. You wonder how long I'll be faithful. Well, just listen to how the song ends. Cause I'm gonna love you forever and ever. Forever and ever. Amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever. Forever and ever. Forever and ever.
I bet he had Randy Travis in mind when he recorded that. He probably thought to himself, when Don Allen hears this, he'll say it. It's inevitable. He's got to say it. Eat your heart out, Randy Travis. Now, it seems, ladies and gentlemen, that the last pocket of resistance to the opposition of closing down the independent radio stations came from Granard in County Longford. Came in the form of a song that took this, mind you, usually does, so his wife tells me anyway. It takes him all night long to do something. And he did it. He did it through the night, and it was about 5 o'clock in the morning that he finished the song, Chuck Owens. And as I say, the last pocket of resistance to the closure of stations came from this gentleman here, Chuck Owens, who will always be remembered in independent radio as having sung this song.
On the airwaves, don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves when they're going to be a sad, sad day. In Dublin, back 10 years ago. A man named Cook started it all. He put on the first station, which a lot of you people recall. And he played the sort of music that we all like to hear. It spread out throughout the nation, and it got stronger. That you listen to every day. Tell me, how would you like it when your favorite station's gone? There will be no country music, no ballads, no rock and roll, no local news, nothing at all. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away.
Well, the story goes on and on. As you know, it was inevitable. We have conceded defeat, and tonight Radio West is transmitting its final program. But not before saying hello to a gentleman of renown who you used to listen to every Saturday afternoon here on West National Radio 3. Perhaps he's forgotten by some, but remembered by quite a few. I'm speaking to a gentleman of renown called Chris Jennings from the USA. Chris, are you there? Hello.
Hey, John, how are you?
Right, we'll just sort of top you up here and bring you up as far as we can volume-wise. What time is it over there?
Well, it's now 4:10 in the afternoon.
And it's 9:10 here. You got off with the lucky part. 10 in the afternoon. Whereabouts are you phoning from?
Where am I phoning from?
Yeah.
I'm calling from Boston, just outside Boston, a place called Weymouth.
Right, right. And how's the weather over there, Chris?
The weather is beautiful, honest to God. You won't believe it.
Go on, lay it.
This time last year we had 2 months of snow, but right now we have what's called an Indian summer.
Fantastic, fantastic, beautiful. And we're just sort of experiencing the opposite over here. Well, as you know, tonight is a sad night, Chris.
I know. I heard all about it. I'm really saddened myself.
I suppose it's something you take for granted over there. You just flick the stations and they're there everywhere.
They're everywhere, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a thing we hope will be a reality here shortly, Chris.
Yeah, but it's like everything else. You know, when you get used to something, you hate to see it going.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm afraid I've developed that old Irish habit there. I hate to see change.
Yeah, nothing like it, huh?
Right, right. You don't know what you're...
The guys there, like Willie Hartz and yourself?
They're all here, yes. We've a studio full of people here, actually.
Tell Willie I said hi, anyway.
Right, well, Willie's around here somewhere, and your brother is right behind me here, ready to cuff me on the head if I say the wrong thing.
Oh, the captain.
Yeah, yeah. The gaffer, yeah.
Yes, well, right. tell the gaffer that mother says hi.
Right, okay. I suppose maybe your mom is listening in. You'd like to say hi to her?
No, she's not here right now. She's busy, actually, at the moment. I'm calling. I'm en route home.
I say your mom here in Ireland would be listening in.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes.
Right, and
I'll say hi to Dad and all my brothers and sisters in Milltown Pass, and hope you're all fine, and hope to have a happy new year.
Right, same to you, Chris. How are you keeping over there, anyway?
Pardon?
How are you keeping over there?
Oh, I'm keeping fine. I had a little mishap yesterday, but that's all right. Listen, I want to wish everybody that listens to Radio West a very, very happy new year.
Great stuff.
Hopefully we'll hear off Radio West back in the airwaves very, very, very soon.
Well, we certainly hope so, Chris.
And to all the staff there, I wish them a happy new year.
Right. I suppose you miss your Saturday afternoon broadcast.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
In a funny sort of way, nostalgically.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a big word.
Yeah, picked a great night to phone anyway. As I say, we've not too long to go here on the airwaves, but it's very, very nice to have spoken to you, Chris. I want to wish you all the best for 1989.
Thank you very much.
And please, God, we meet again sometime.
God willing.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thanks indeed for phoning us from Boston, USA.
Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you indeed.
Bye.
All the best to you now. Cheers.
Bye.
Right, so that's Chris Jennings there, and he's a gentleman who used to do a program here on a Saturday afternoon here on West National Radio 3. It's, speaking of West National Radio 3, 6.5 minutes now before 9 o'clock, and we were listening to Chuck Owens there just prior to that. Sean Walsh is next up here on the turntable. Well, actually, not on the turntable, but on the tape machine. And a song here called Your Old Love Letters sounds something like this.
I came making love, I saw your sweet lips move. I read the words, I love you, and I said I love you too. Why did I read those old love letters? For I had almost forgotten you. Why did I read those old love letters?
Gentleman there by the name of Sean Walsh and the Haymakers from his brand new musical cassette called Country and Irish. Do hope you enjoyed that. Now it's over to our other studio on the other side of the big piece of glass. And who have we got here? The lady wearing a black Dolby, I think it is. What?
Howdy, Don.
Looks like Al Capone's Dolby you got on there, young lady.
Thanks. We just have a few requests, final requests. One's from Dimpna Brady, and they're for Kathleen, Rita, Porrick, Porrick Gorman in Granard, and it's for Johnny Macken and Mona of the
Boomerang
Club pub, and that's from Chuck June and the Gamblers, and it's also for the staff of the Rustic Inn and the Park House in Edgewoodstown from Frankie Kilbride.
Right, that's very good. Anymore?
And Teddy McHugh.
And Teddy McHugh. Mr. Owens, do you have anything to add there? Since you're the... Who actually wrote that song? Everybody's been asking me that. Next time you see Chuck Owens,
I
ask him. Who wrote the
Sean
song?
Sean Coyne was the man, really, that
wrote the song.
The song, yeah.
Oh, and
we put a bit of an ear to it, and Sean took the credit for it anyway.
And at 5 o'clock in the morning, you actually...
We finished at 5 o'clock. We started around 7 or 8 that night, and we finished the whole thing about 5 in the morning.
It's a good thought, a little on the late side.
I think it was. They had about 2 months earlier, we were far better off, yeah.
Could have been a big hit, boss.
Yeah, oh my God.
Not to worry. How are you doing anyway, Chuck? You're looking
so
well.
At all,
looking well.
Not so bad. You're looking well yourself.
Sorry?
You don't feel too well.
Well, I don't sound too well, but I look better than I feel.
Yeah, I love this deep voice of yours.
Do you?
Frankie said you've improved in the last hour.
You tell Frank. No, you better not say this over here.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to have a bit of a live session from you before I think we close down.
Well, there's enough of people here anyway that... Can bring down the house, you know?
You're getting your act together, then?
Oh, yes.
Good man yourself. Right.
Frank Kilbride is here tuning up his voice, and we're on the ball.
Is he? Right. Well, speaking of Frank Kilbride here, I have a record here in front of me. Frank probably doesn't remember this. It's been so many years ago since you recorded this. But we'll take a chance, see what happens here. Nobody's Darling.
Somebody's darling. Give your last kiss to me now. darling. Ain't nobody's darling but mine. Nobody's darling but mine, love. Yours, be faithful and kind. And promise me now you'll marry. Ain't nobody's darling but mine. And promise me now you'll marry. Ain't nobody's darling but mine.
There's a lovely song for you. A gentleman there by the name of Frank Kilbride, the young and raunchy Frankie Kilbride. Years and years ago, he sang that song. It was a great great hit for him, and one that a lot of people remember him by. A song there called Nobody's Darling. And let's see, right now with the time at 1 minute after 9 o'clock, technically speaking, I suppose we should be saying adios, amigo, etc., etc., but somehow he thinks they won't let me go. What the hell? Closing night.
Girl, you taught me how to tread real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams. Another lesson by a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Home. Yeah, man, guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging
for you. That's Dwight Yoakam from the USA, one of the newer breeds of country music to come out of America, and certainly made the establishment sit back and take notice of people such as himself and Randy Travis, etc., etc. Now, on the other end of the line here, we have a gentleman who you've heard a lot of his songs played here on West National Radio 3, and his I'm just trying to stretch the phone line here while I'm talking to you, I hope I don't break it. The way he presents himself on stage makes any singer envious of his style. I'm speaking to the one and only Seamus McGee. Seamus, are you there?
I am, of course. What a pleasure it is to speak to you. It's a pity it's on a sad occasion like this, actually.
Well, it's sad in many ways, happy in another. I suppose it had to come, Seamus, but it's just the gap between that makes us all sad, you know? So, anyway, listen, where are you speaking to us from? It sounds like you're right next door.
I'm speaking from the Park House here in Edgerstown, where I'm playing tonight.
Oh, you're playing there tonight?
I am indeed, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great stuff, great stuff. I hear you enjoyed yourself in Omaha.
I surely did. I didn't get a chance to talk to you that night. You were so busy all night, like, that nobody could get a chance to talk to you.
Anyway, you're playing at the Parkhouse tonight, which is a happy occasion, and talking to me here is a sad occasion because we've minutes to go before, well, at least technically, we're officially speaking, we've minutes to go. I don't know how long we're going to last on through here, but I hope that in some small way we served our purpose here in promoting you, Seamus. It's been a pleasure playing your records here on the air. As I say, you're one of these singers who, watching you on stage, you make singing look very, very easy. You've got one of the most relaxing styles ever.
Well, I suppose this is you have that relaxing way of speaking about singers, like, that makes singers feel very good, that's for sure. And with Radio West in general, with everybody in Radio West, I was talking to Nora there a couple of minutes ago, and you know, they've been so good to me, like, for a long time, and it's an awful pity that they're going off the air at the minute, Don, but I know they're going off just for a small period. They will be back, that's for sure.
Yeah, but anyways, as I say, I'd like to associate your name with the Jamboree, because as I say, some of your songs are very, very moving indeed. In fact, I like your latest album, which I would imagine is doing very well for you. It's on Unicorn.
It is. Thank you very much, Don.
We've got the title track queued up here that we're going to play here as soon as we finish speaking to you. But some of the tracks here I'd like to point out to the listeners. Come Home, Danny Boy, that's the title track, of course. I Won't Come In While He's There. If I Can Make a Living Loving You. Ireland 88, that's a very moving song, Seamus. You wrote that yourself, didn't you?
That's right, in conjunction with my sound engineer, Danny O'Donnell, John.
And Lonely Women Make Good Lovers, that's one of your oldies. The Donegal Immigrant. On side two, we have Wake Up. We've already played that tonight. The World You Left Behind, Sunny Side of the Mountain. I especially like that one, Seamus. The Wedding Song, Now I'm 64, in 1982. All great tracks. Great stuff there.
Thanks a lot.
And your producers, John Ryan, Basil Hendricks, and Crawford Bell. You've got some good material there, and it's been produced by some top names there. So all the best, and we wish you success with that in 1989. It's sort of was released in... as I say, in the closing stages here of the station, but still, I would imagine that it's going to get a lot of, you know, you're going to sell. This is a long overdue album, if you don't mind me saying.
It is, Don, and it's an album that I've been waiting for a long time, and I'm very, very pleased with it. It's just an awful pity, like, that it's coming out kind of at a bad time, like, when radio stations like yourself are going off there, but you never know. The better things are going to happen, I think.
Mm. Well, if nothing else, it'll prove one thing, Seamus, that you need local radio to promote albums. I'm not saying that in sarcasm or anything like that. Listen, I've got one of your biggest fans here on the other microphone. Every time he heads down to Galway on the weekend, he always says to me, don't forget to play me a few Seamus McGee tracks. Would you believe it? Michael Turnan, he wants a word with you.
All right. Very, very good. Very good.
Right.
Hello, Seamus.
Hello there, Michael.
It's great to hear you.
I can't hear you too well, but just about.
Well, anyway, I wish you the very best of luck in the new year. You certainly deserve it.
You must indeed, Michael, and thank you.
I'd like to thank you also again, Seamus, for all the help and cooperation you gave with us with the Jamborees. There's been a number of bands which I'm in debt to for these Jamborees. Yourself, Chuck, Joan and the Gamblers, Louise Morrissey, Philomena Begley, a whole lot more. But especially yourself and, I would say, Chuck and Joan have been the most cooperative and helpful bands that I've had. So the very best of luck in the new year, and a happy new year to you, and the best of success in everything you do.
The same to yourself, Michael. And again, it's been my pleasure, like, in everything that I've done for you. Like, you give me an awful lot back in return, that's for sure. Like, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you, indeed.
Right. Okay. I don't think Michael heard too much of that, but he just returned the compliments there, Michael. We've a studio full of people here. You can appreciate that, Seamus. Anyway, listen, it's very, very nice of you to phone us up, and we want to wish you all the best in 1989. And I know another one of your biggest fans possibly could be listening in tonight. And I've got a Christmas card for you. And it's from a young lass who loves your music. Her name is Michelle. You'd like to perhaps wish her a happy new year.
That's right. I would just like to wish Michelle at the minute, because she was on the phone earlier on before I phoned you, Don.
Oh, right,
and
right.
She's probably listening at the minute, because I know she listens to Radio West an awful lot.
Right. Okay, Seamus, I want to wish you all the best for 1989. God bless you. Thanks for phoning us up, and thanks for being a part of us here at Radio West.
And Don, just if I may, just wish a few all the people that you have there, especially Chuck Jr. I know Frankie Gilbride is there as well.
Right.
And each and every one of you. Thanks once again for everything you've done for me. And I'd just like to finish up, Don, by just playing a request for Donna and Jackie here in the Parkhouse, who are listening to you an awful lot as well.
Right.
And all my own boys who are out in the van at the minute listening to it.
Okay.
Don, yes, thank you very, very much indeed, and thank you again to Radio West.
God bless you, may the Lord watch over you, Seamus. Thanks indeed, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen, his title track. Thanks indeed for calling us, Seamus.
Thanks a lot. A very happy new year to everybody.
Same to you.
Okay,
all the best to you. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Back in the 60s, I remember Irishmen immigrating to build themselves a better life all over the world. Or some, it didn't turn out that way. You see, for one reason or another, the bottle became their best friend. So they went on the streets to try and hide the pain, the heartache, and the shame. This song is dedicated to them, their families, and their friends. End of London, I saw him sitting there. He called out, "Hey, young man, what's the time?" And as I went to tell him, I saw that he was wearing an emblem from the lion on his coat. Said, "I see you're Irish. What part do you come from?" He looked at me with peering eyes of shame. "I come from dear old Donegal, but it's been so long ago. Still voices keep calling out my name.
Song for you. That's Seamus McGee there. Very nice to have him on air just before that. And one of the true gentlemen of Irish country music, Seamus McGee, a name that you'll hear a lot more of in 1989. It's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock here on West National Radio 3. On the other end of the line, we have a young lady who is also recovering from the flu, so that's one thing we shared. Breach Donahue in Galway. Breach, how are you this evening, apart from the flu?
Fine.
Great stuff. Great stuff. You're sounding great anyway. Mike told me, Mike Kane or Jamboree told me that you're suffering from the flu.
Mike tells you a lot of things. I tell you, you don't rest.
You don't believe everything he tells you, no?
He doesn't believe you. What
right.
Time,
how are you feeling anyway?
Great. I think I'm going to be all right.
Right.
But it's
right.
Fine.
Right. Anybody you'd like to say hi to tonight? You know, it's a sad occasion, sort of a happy, but a sad occasion.
Oh, it's not sad, is it?
Well, it's sort of in some ways, I suppose, as we sort of turn into a new chapter of Irish local radio.
And are we saying goodbye to you for good?
Well, I doubt it very much indeed.
Yeah.
I doubt it very much.
Oh, I would like to say hello to Mary and Porrick.
Right.
Sunnyside and South Hill.
Great stuff. Okay, then.
And there's probably somebody, we have visitors from America, and we have, I have a cousin from Belgium home. If they're listening.
Right.
Margaret Mary. Two
great.
Margaret Marys.
Right. Okay, then, Breach. Listen, it's lovely speaking to you, and I'm glad you're part of the final hour here on Radio West. And God bless you, all the best for 1989.
Thank you very much, Don. I've been trying to get to reach you for the past maybe hour and a half, you know, but it's
been a very busy line. Yeah. Anyway, Breach, I want to wish you all the best for 1989. Thanks indeed for being part of us, and we have a lovely song here coming up for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks indeed there. Breach Donahue, thank you.
Jamboree this evening. We're sort of 18 and a half minutes into overtime here. It's 18 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, technically speaking. We should have closed down at 9 o'clock. And I'm told that if we don't soon shut down, that I thought he was joking, but he's serious. We're going to run out of diesel, which powers our transmitters. That's like saying to the captain there, they're going to pull anchor and the ship is going to float away. Anyway, a long time no see. Actually, I'm speaking to the boss. I remember every Sunday morning he used to put this on and he used to come out of bed looking as ugly as a wounded bear he was. And he hasn't just come out of bed, but he still looks like as ugly as a wounded bear. I can say all sorts of things about him now. You can't fire me now.
I want to get paid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't been paid yet.
Yeah,
Mr. Coyne there, managing director. And
actually, we were rehearsing there earlier on that,
yeah.
In actual fact, we had a close down before.
Yeah.
Some years ago, and it was definitely a tearjerker. I think this time we got a lot more preparation for close down. And yeah.
Tell us about the first close down.
The first close down was some years ago when, in actual fact, the raids, 83, raided Nova and everything else. I was talking to Pierre Doyle on the phone there, what, about an hour ago, the owner of Q102 in Dublin. And the guy said to me, he said, it was never on the air, but it went on the air, he said, for a couple of minutes at 6 o'clock this evening. And he said, all as I said was that 4 years ago, whenever Q started in Dublin, he said, it worked out like this, that we touched two wires together,
yeah.
And we were on the air, and he said, that's all he said I know about radio, but he was the man behind it with the money, they kept the whole thing going.
Mm.
There's a few very, very, well, there's thousands of very, very important people out there to me who have listened to Radio West through the years, who have supported it beyond belief, who have done great work on the field and everything else, aired our praises. I'm just going to mention a few of those people because I can't remember everybody. One would be the grandmother down in Killoucan, Mrs. Campbell. I know she's listening in at the moment, and also to John and any other neighbours that's in the house, and say hello to you. Good evening. Happy New Year. We also say hello to Babs Whelan in Milltown Pass, and of course Sonny Gannon. He's a guy you meet out there quite regular, always airing our praises. And next, I suppose, after that, we'll say hello to Tina Nestor down in Galway, who was a great friend of ours in Galway, who promoted the station beyond belief, who helped us in every way, shape, form, fashion, or kind. I know they're listening in this evening. Good evening, all. How are yous? I'll probably see yous on Monday or thereabouts. Also, like through the years, we had very, very good staff here, with some very, very talented staff who went on to better things. And some of the guys that stayed with us could, I'm sure, if they wanted it, want to much better things probably than ourselves.
What are you looking for?
It was a very good training ground for DJs, and I think we proved that, because we have staff working in America on BBC Radio in England. We have staff that worked here working on RTE television and radio. And there's loads of other people who have went through our hands who have done very, very well for themselves in life. So it was a good training ground for staff here on all shapes, forms, both office, DJs, sales reps, etc. The only thing I have to say, it is a sad day for that the stations have to close down. On the other hand, I say, well, I started this radio station knowing that someday, whenever it would be, we would have to close down and yield to the government's wishes of the day, and that day has come. So it doesn't leave me very much grieved about it. We've done very, very well, both listener-wise and professional as a station, and we made a few bob as well. So to be grieved about it, it's a happy time for me, hoping that better things will come. In other words, on the legalised radio, I don't know what it's going to be like, and nobody knows who's going to get a licence, whatever the case might be. But I can say that we're fighting damn, damn hard to be part of the new regime, which is of legalised radio, and we're there fighting tooth and nail to be part of that licence. And with the help of God, I think we'll make it, along with a lot of our good friends working hard for us out there in the Midlands as well. What else leaves me to say? Thanks very much to the listeners who have supported us through the year, listening to the radio, responding to the advertisers' messages, which was blared out in the radio there day in, day out. And most important, without the advertisers, we would not exist at all. Oh, we have an aspiring young DJ here.
I think you're responsible for that noise.
We'll say thanks to those people who supported us through the years, all the advertisers, both national advertisers, local advertisers, down to the small little corner shop who spent his pound notes here with us to portray his message across the airwaves. One little last thing I'd have to say, and it's something I'm preaching the whole time, and that's about the unemployment situation in Ireland. I think it's sad. I think it's sad that our people should have to go across the water, either to England or America or Australia or wherever the case might be. I'd love if there's some of our government ministers and that listening out there tonight, that there must be something we can do to keep our youth here in Ireland, because as far as even DJs is concerned, the opportunities for them here in Ireland at the moment is very poor. The wages, the average take-home pay per week at the moment in Ireland is something like £120 a week, and I don't think any family or any person can really survive, have good clothing or run a car on £120 a week. And I'd hope and pray for the future that £120 a week should go up to something like £320 a week, what they'd earn abroad in other countries, whether it's working, shoveling. Whether it's digging holes in the ground or whatever the case might be, there's a lot of qualified people leaving Ireland at the moment with qualifications, education to beat the band, and they end up digging holes beyond in Boston or whatever the case may be, and they can take home a decent wage at the end of the week, and as well as that, send a few bob home so that the rest of us in Ireland won't starve to death or whatever the case might be. So that's one thing I hope for the future, that the country does pick up and we all get a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, and that's about it. So thanks very much. I enjoyed the last 7 years, I'm sure as much as our listeners did. So we're going to have a little bit of sing-song.
Just before you leave here now, there are a lot of informal questions I'd like to ask you. Did you ever think, when you first started offshore years and years ago, this must have been sort of some sort of a dream for you when you started West? Did you ever think that West would grow into what it is now?
To be honest with you, no, because getting involved in radio was so expensive. I never thought I'd raise enough funds or have enough cash. But the thing about radio to me, and I speak for most of the people around the country involved in radio, when you become involved in radio, and I'm talking about DJs as well, it's like becoming fond of drink or gambling. You become an alcoholic to it, and you will not let go, and you're striving there for, like, your horse is still running in the race, and you hope it'll win. And for most radio stations, sad to say, their horse did not win. I'd say that our horse was approaching the winning post as it stands at the moment. And that way, like this, we did win, we did do a good job, we proved we could do it, and it was a success. There's one of our listeners going past the door.
I remember when I first came to Radio West, I said to myself, this man's a bloody workaholic. I never ever saw you.
Actually, there's one man that left here in a hurry once upon a time, and he left a letter behind him saying that it was very regimental.
Yeah.
He said it must have been in the army or something like
That's another thing I was talking to. Actually, I'll never forget this as long as I live. I remember, it wasn't a dispute I had with you, but it always stuck in my mind. I remember I said something to you one day, and as long as I live, I'll never forget this. The answer to your question was very, very simple. Do it my way, and if you don't like it, bugger off and start your own radio station.
Yeah, well, that was a favorite one of mine.
I love that one. That was very good.
It's kind of tough going. Like, the radio thing is not as simple or an easy way of making money as people would lead you to believe. When you have advertisers coming in here and you show them around the setup and you see a load of tapes there, that it's just a matter of sticking in the tape and playing the ad, they forget about the running costs of running a radio station. For example, the last 7 years, our running costs of the 10 kilowatt medium wave transmitter worked in around £550 a week. Now, that's a serious amount of money to make every week before you do anything, and hope and pray that you take in a load of ads to cover your costs, as well as that staff. And I think we looked after our staff quite well financially and otherwise through the years, in comparison to other radio stations. Some of them have done it better, some of them have not. Paul Davison is on the phone. Actually, we're not going to take Paul live on the air because we're just coming to close down. And as I said earlier on, we might run out of diesel, our generator might stop, and we might be off the air before this close down happens at all. Well, so I'm gone.
Well, listen, just one more question now before we leave you. What are your feelings at the moment for the future? Obviously, you're not a pessimistic person. You're a very optimistic person at the worst of times.
I'm optimistic and sad, like, that things are probably in the state they are. As far as employment and that in the country is concerned, I think it's... I've been in Boston hundreds of times, and in the States and in England, in London, and you go into any of the pubs there, and I know 70% of the people there are young lads, my own age, sort of thing. Much younger as well. The young lads that were sort of kicking in the tail end when they were nippers, and they're out there working. I met them in the pub, and they were drinking like their week's wages and that sort of thing. I asked everyone, them, would they go home if there was work at home? They said they would. And that sort of preys on my mind an awful lot.
But do you think, Sean, that a lot of people have said this to me in the past week or so, West National Radio 3 has started off as a local radio station, now you're servicing Dublin, you're servicing Galway, there's a lot, you know, you're sort of more than a regional station now. Will West ever return in the same
No, I can't see any radio station returning in the same format as far as I'm concerned. I think the legalized radio that you're going to hear is going to be more... a mix between RTE1, RTE2. It's going to be tough to make money again. Like, we had a free hand in it, so there wasn't as much regulations on us as there will be on the new station. So we probably had it a little bit easier in making a few bob. The new stations are really going to be up against, or any new business in the new year, or the next coming years. I know, I think, seriously, things are picking up. I hope they are.
Well, let's hope so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've just been speaking to the man who originated the West National Radio 3. And between himself and his wife, Nora, they worked a lot of hours. I can vouch for that because I've been here for quite some time now, on and off. Well, I think I got the chopper. No, I leave her, get the sack one time, but I always end in the back here. And I think really, my heart is always, really, I can honestly say this, and no disrespect to any other stations that I've worked on, I think I can honestly say my heart has always been with Radio West, because Radio West is the one station where I feel that I've kept a lot of people happy and kept myself happy by the Country Jamboree, and the Country Jamboree alone is my little sort of pet hobby. And once again, we'd like to thank Sean Coyne, the managing director, the man who founded Radio West, which later emerged as West National Radio 3. And of course, just a late request coming in here to Teresa Burke of Turlock Moor and Bridie in the Greenbrier, two lovely ladies in Galway. All the best to you, my loves, and wishing you all the best for 1989. And I know we'll be sadly missed by you two lovely gals. Hope to see you sometime in 1989. And of course, the one thing, once again, that we would like to fly high in our cap is the fact that West National Radio 3 was and is and always will be the launching pad of the famous John Hogan. And John, where we are tonight, God be with you. And here's the gentleman of renown. And after that, it's live entertainment here on West for the remainder of the show, which the closing moments are closing in.
There's an old cottage breaking in the country, waiting for someone to come. Waiting.
a gentleman there. I said it earlier on that radio station this morning. Somebody phoned me up and said, do you think you contributed to independent radio, local radio, in any way, shape, or form while you've been here since 1980? And I said, well, there's two people who I felt that I had a lot to do with furthering your career, and that, of course, is John Hogan. I'll never forget the night he phoned me up. He wanted to join a country band. And, of course, another person is Lindsay Shelburne. She's probably listening over in Cavan. Sort of guided her career. And I think she has excellent prospects for the future. Any radio station that procures her services will be very fortunate indeed. I taught her everything in 6 years that it took me 22 years to learn. So anyway, God be with you, Lindsay, and all the best for you in 1989. Now it's over across the glass. Once again, we have live entertainment as we seriously think of winding down the station here for 1988. And on the other side of the glass here, we have a gentleman who's appearing Sunday evening. Not only the gentleman, but I love the lady beside him. Well, she's a gorgeous little angel, she is. Yeah. I haven't got your microphone up, so you can curse me all you want.
Thank you, Don.
We have Chuck Owens and June. Chuck, I want to say that 1988 has possibly been the best year for you, seriously. Yeah?
Well, it has been great. I'd like to thank, before everything turns off, to thank Radio West and yourself, Don, and Noah and Sean.
Right.
And everybody involved in Radio West for playing the records and for doing everything for us for 1988. And it's a sad thing to see this happening tonight. But yeah. As other powers, as you know yourself.
Well, and we do live in hope of a better time. Chuck, you're the first country artist, when I first started on Radio West, that I wanted to know more about. In fact, and I think you, as you probably know by now, the record, I'll take the blame. The first time I heard that, was the B-side of a record.
That was the B-side, that's right.
B-side. Yeah. When I heard that, I said, I must get to meet these people, and sure enough, I think I met you and June outside of Quinsworth one day, didn't I?
That's right. Yeah.
Or was it, no, you came to my flat and I had two live pigeons and you thought they were marble pigeons. I never saw a guy run out of the place so fast in a hurry.
Well, suddenly, yeah. Well, they were starved. Frankie Goodbye said they were starved.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I'm laughing here at you. Yeah.
And I thought you fancied birds.
I fancy birds, all right. not the big ones you had.
Yeah. Anyway, as I say, one of the sorry.
Frankie said tonight that when he came in here, he says he thought it was a wake he was coming into. There were so many people, and he says there was, everybody was passing where Dawn was. You would have thought he was a corpse. They didn't want to come out at all.
From
he started undertaking, he'd never seen so many people at a funeral in all his life.
Yeah.
He even brought the tape with him to Maggie.
When you look at it here, I'm sitting here, I haven't moved, I've been sitting here all night long, and everybody's been coming by looking at me. I do feel like, you know, it is like a wake, isn't it?
I think they didn't want to say goodbye to you, that's what
and
it was.
And I'm sitting here in a big coffin, yeah? And
we are
on
drink.
What?
We
are
the drink.
Yeah, and somebody's nicked my drink. Honestly, and that's no joke, because whatever you put in it was just starting to do my throat.
It's lovely, yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear my vocal cords are starting to snap up?
Hot lemonade.
Yeah, well, I hope the person who nicked my drink, I hope they choke on it, whoever they are. I've got my suspicions, but no proof, but anyway.
Well, Don, listen, anyway, before I finish anyway, on 1989, I wish you the best of luck, and everybody on Radio West, all the staff, they were great over to us for the past 8 years or 5 years, whatever it was. And they did a great job for us. We would never be known only for Radio West.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it very much. And that's why I'm here tonight. And for all the listeners outside, and for everybody who's listening in hospital and all around, we wish them all a happy new year. And hopefully they'll come to see us sometime playing around. And don't forget, we're in the Parkhouse in Edgerstown next Sunday night.
On Sunday night, that's New Year's night. God bless you. I will just come back. I'll keep it in front of me this time here. Chuck, I just want to say, it's just by coincidence now, a lot of folks have said this to me. There are certain songs that sound as if they're mediocre, and yet I think the Drunken Driver did excellent for you. Now, the reason why I said mediocre is because Michael O'Brien had the same thing happen to him.
Yeah, right. Well, I would like to thank personally Frank O'Brien for giving me the song. He said, when you talk, he said, I think that could be a big hit for you if you recorded that.
Yeah.
So I'd like to thank Frank.
What were your personal feelings at the time when you recorded that?
He's done it again.
He's slagging. Frank, yes. You might as well get it in, Frank, because you have too much longer. You know, what did you personally, seriously think when you first recorded that song? Did you think it was going to be as big as it was?
I did not. Yeah. I reckon it was the worst song I ever recorded.
Yeah. And that's what Michael O'Brien said about Veil of White Lace. He actually looked for a song to fill that album for.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in studios before recording Darling, Will You Marry Me Again in June, and It was fantastic. And it never got an airplay. The drunk driver took me 2 hours to record it.
Yeah.
Finished, mixed, everything was out.
And everybody was crazy.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
And it's still being asked for.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably got you a tag. I bet you're very popular.
I have so more records and tapes off that song alone. There's four tracks on the EP. You know,
it's a novelty number. It's a novelty. It's a one-off. But it certainly got to you. It elevated you to a spot where you should have been years ago. But for the lack of airplay. And as I say, a disc jockey is only good as his last show. A singer is only as good as his last show.
Well, I hope that's not that your last show.
Well, no, I wouldn't say so. Everybody tells me to go on a holiday.
Yeah.
Long holiday. They say you can live cheap in Portugal for a month, pound a day.
Well, Frankie can buy
so
you
a him for nothing. He'll put you up in the park house. Will he? He might have to, you know, a couple of weeks' time when the blood runs dry there.
Yeah.
Be the dishwasher. Listen, I believe we're in for some live entertainment here before.
Yeah.
I believe we've extended our broadcasting deadline till about 10 o'clock this evening, possibly because we've live entertainment here, and I'm sure a lot of folks, there's a lot of people in the studio right now that I would say would like to personally say goodbye. So, Chuck, we're going to start off with you. You came in here hours ago with the intentions of going live, so at the time at 19 minutes before 10 o'clock, no commercials tonight. I keep feeling guilty about not being on commercials, expecting coin to come over my shoulder and say, but such being not the case.
One thing you have to be thankful for, you won't be bitten over your back anymore, bitten the shoulder.
I got to talk nicely when I go. I haven't been paid yet. So it's Mr. Coyne.
No,
right, Chuck, you got the microphone there, and the microphone over there. Oh, right, let's see, you're plugged into here. Chuck, the stand is yours, right? Live from Radio West, West National Radio 3, Chuck Owens.
Thank you very much, Don. And I tell you what we'd like to do first is, we're recording a song here with Sean Coyne, the manager and the director of Radio West. He wrote the song and we put it together and we recorded it in a couple of hours. It's one called We'll Link the Stations on the Airwaves. And I think if everybody knows it, we'll all join in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do a chorus.
Great stuff. Take it away. The stage is yours.
Yes. Are you going to join, Don?
No, I'm just going to sit back.
Have to.
I'm going to sit back here and
on, Popeye.
Whistle on this brandy.
Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Have to go will be a sad, sad day.
One more time.
Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. If to go will be a sad, sad day. When to go will be a sad, sad day.
That was too short now. That was too short. Once again from memory lane now.
We have more.
Take it from the top.
Well, I'll tell you this time what we're going to do, Don. We're going to do a number that another gentleman recorded here.
Yeah.
He's right, Jonathan. He's right. Your second daddy.
Oh, dear.
And we're going to do it especially for all our listeners and for everybody that did support us over the years, and we'd like to thank them very much. And we do hope that even if the stations do go off the air, I know they're going off, but that they'll still keep country music alive and come out and support the bands. And even if they don't hear of them, please do keep country music alive and come and hear the bands for yourselves. And if you don't like them, you don't have to go back, but please do go and keep dancing and the music in Ireland alive. But without the stations, you won't have the stations now to hear them, so please do come along to the dance halls and support them. So we're going to do the drunk driver.
Good luck.
And Kilbride's going to come in and sing a verse of it as well, okay?
I've been a drunk driver for many years, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now with all the change boys, they've made life a drag. They've given the cabbie your shot the bag, and it's gone.
Ready?
No, they never no more would I be a drunk driver. No, never no more.
Night, Chuck.
Last night as I was on my way on from here,
that's for sure,
after drinking the most of a bottle of beer.
Thanks, Sean. Nora.
Sure, me sight, it was dim. And the first thing I saw was this bloody blue escort that belonged to the wall. Then he stopped me and he asked me a question or two.
And he said, Chuck, I think that you've had quite a few. Oh, I said, oh, no, Sergeant, this cannot be so. But he gave me the bag, and he asked me to blow, and it's
no nay, never. No nay, never, no more will I be.
Bride.
Well, he gave me this thing. It was like a balloon.
You sure about that?
And he said, here's the bagpipes. Would you play me a tune? So I blew in the bag. And what do you think? The damn crystals turned into a queer shade of pink.
And it's no may never.
Hey,
may never no more. Will I be a drunk driver? No, never, no more.
But then you're done. Well, it threw me inside an out studio for the night. And they let me go home when it got near daylight. Cheers, Don. And now I am waiting my case to come forth. And I stand face to face with Kilbride
in the court.
Now listen, all drivers, the moral is clear. Don't drive that old car when you're out on the beer. And when you go drinking, leave the keys with the wife. Or else you'll be summoning for the rest of your life. And it's no, nay, never. Hey! Now nay never no more will I be a drunk driver. No never no more will I be a drunk driver. No never.
I tell you one thing, Don. I hope there's as many people in the park as they suddenly hear there is here tonight.
Oh, I hope so, too.
I hope so, too.
That was very good. That was very good.
Wasn't it?
Yes, yes, indeed. That's the first time that we heard Frank Lebrun and Chuck Owens. They both recorded that separately. It's the first time we got
it. It's the first time we really talked together.
They took West National Radio 3 to bring you two together.
You have the tape recorders on tonight. It could be worth a fortune.
Indeed. Yes, just think of all your grandchildren that will be listening to that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Not in the round of applause there.
Lovely, Don.
Great stuff.
Right. What about Auld Lang Syne now?
Well, yes, we could do that. Let's just remind everyone, you're listening to the closing minutes now of West National Radio 3. And the time right now is coming up to 12 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock.
It's Don Allen's Country and Western Jamboree.
And we have a studio full of people right now. Chuck Owens and June McLaughlin, minus the Gamblers, are here on the top tonight. Little Jonathan, the youngest drummer in Ireland. We have Frank Kilbride. Does anybody... we haven't spoken to Nora, actually. I'm sure she'll like to hear.
Come on, Nora.
Just even a few quick words. Just even if it's a few quick words. Because actually some lovely things have happened to you since you got involved with Radio West. You've given birth to a gorgeous little baby. She's a beautiful little thing too, little Shauna. In fact, she was interrupting her daddy a little. Nora, as I asked Sean, did you ever think that West would amount to what it did amount to? It started off as a local radio station, and I know you and Sean put a lot of hard work into it. Seriously, did you think it would get it as big as it did?
No, we really didn't.
You two were workaholics when I met you. You still are, for heaven's
sake. Am I too a workaholic?
Well, you're something. We're all a little olic tonight, but not work. But we're celebrating a sad occasion, but in traditional Irish form, everyone seems to be enjoying themselves. And as I say, Laura, and we were just speaking to Nora Coyner, who doesn't say too much on the air. My God, followed lying off the air. And Nora, it's been lovely speaking to you, and many happy years of prosperity to you and Sean. You both worked very, very hard for it, and it just leaves me on behalf of everyone else here to say that we wish you and Sean every success in the bid for a new station, or for the license for the franchise to once again bring West back in its almost original form as possible. And that's it for me. Anybody else want to say anything?
No.
Well, we have Derek Flood here. Here's another fellow here. No, I'm going to include you in my New Year's honors list. Here's another chap here.
I remember when I first met you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're the man responsible.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You know, when we used to hang around.
6 years ago.
It was as long ago as that.
It was.
Oh, my God. Time does fly now. I remember you on a Sunday morning coming down to a radio station in London. Anyway, he was working alongside him now. Anyway, Derek, you're another chap that I'd like to wish a very, very happy new year to.
Thank you.
And I hope that your career in broadcasting, which I know you're very dedicated to, goes from strength to strength, and that one day you'll be a household name.
Please, God.
Right. Okay, Derek Flint, West National Radio 3.
Don, Willie Hart's got a phone on the phone.
And Willie Hart, Willie has come down.
Willie, lift him up, please.
Willie is... Willie is possibly, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Willie is the longest serving disc jockey in the West. The senior jack.
The senior, yeah.
How long have you been here, Willie? From the start?
From the start, yeah. Practically, 7.5, whatever it was.
Seven and a half years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long, long time, yeah.
I've seen them come and go, you more than anyone else.
Twice.
We didn't really click that often. Every time it came towards 6 o'clock on a Monday, Wednesday.
I was always late. Yeah. I'm late for my own funeral.
Where is Don? Oh, no. Now, I have something arranged on a night, you know. Yeah. That's when you make it 20 past 6.
And it's harder when you're married, isn't it?
Don't talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got to make an excuse to the wife. Lily Don Allen was late again. Yeah?
Exactly.
I bet that was a good excuse when you used to go next door for a beer or two. Yeah? Don Allen could be waiting.
There's
good always falls of a little wind, Willie. I tell you that. It's 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. You know, Willie Hart, as I say, possibly, in fact, he is the longest serving disc jockey here on West. And, well, we have Michael Turman. I think, Michael, you'd like to possibly say a word or two because it was you that sort of nationalized as well. I mean, you helped to anyway, because you brought a lot of national accounts in, and I think we owe a lot of
Don, what can I say, you know, that you've said everything there is to be said, I think, at this stage in time. All I can say is that on behalf of the staff and the management of Radio West, I have to give a heartfelt thanks to Sean and Nora Coyne, who effectively made Radio West possible. Otherwise, without them, it wouldn't have happened. So all I can do is hope that you'll see, and especially in this instance, Anne Coyle, who serviced all the accounts in the Midlands. Time and time again, it has come back to my notice that Anne's bright smile behind those fabulous glasses, of course, really brought in advertising, where I don't think that some particular men friends of hers may not have been inclined to advertise, but by the time Anne was finished, they always advertised.
Yeah. Now we're getting the picture. If you couldn't sell, we'd get her on.
It's thanks to Attractor and all this.
Okay. And I tell you something. If I wasn't going steady, by God, I'd be chasing her. She's a gorgeous looking girl, too. She is. Isn't she, June?
She is
indeed. She's blushing now, too.
Well, very nice.
I don't think there's anything else.
Well, anybody is, Don, in all fairness, it's nice to see two hoteliers here tonight.
Yes.
Tell me, go here from the Rustic in Abbey Road. How about that?
Yeah, Ted.
And of course, Ted, thanks for the bottle.
Yeah.
And of course, we can't forget Frank Kilbride either, can we?
Right. Maybe, listen, I tell you what, there's a chap who I would like to close the program down without mentioning the work behind the scenes that Frank did. Frank is another workaholic. Actually, Frank, just a quick word here. I know you did a lot I think you did your utmost best to try and keep the stations on the air. I think you're one of these gentlemen of foresight. You can see ahead of time, and I think you sort of predicted what is going to happen. Let's hope, please God, it doesn't, but you're one of the men who didn't get a pat on the back or a slap on the shoulder or a handshake for doing what you did behind the scenes. But we would like to thank you for everything that you did do.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Wish you continued success in 1989. From what started off as a nice, quiet little country hotel in Edgeworthstown is now possibly the landmark of Edgeworthstown, the Park House. Every time I go by it, I swear to God that it's getting larger and larger. It's going to take up the whole Main Street there one day.
That's what you said last week.
Yeah.
And didn't get out.
I was going past it the other day, and it looks as if you bought another couple of buildings there next door to it.
In fact, Don, I'm after putting in the best hour here I ever put in the knife and Manajar with my neighbour, Teddy McGilley, at the Rustic Inn.
Right.
And just when I got the opportunity to say this, it's one man. When I started 3 years ago, and I don't think I ever got the opportunity to say it, but when I started over three years ago in the Parkhouse Hotel, Teddy was the first man to ring me up and wish me good luck, and he said if there was anything I needed or any help I needed at any time, that he would be the man standing to me, and he certainly lived up to all of that. So to telling me going and to his good wife and his family and staff over in the Rustic Inn in Abishul, it's always a pleasure to go over there, and it's always nice to get a welcome, especially from opposition as well. So to Teddy and to his staff, and just before I do go, Don, and before you go as well, and before to Sean and to Nora, to all the DJs and to all the staff that we met here tonight, it's great to see them all together. Unfortunately, it's a sad day for I suppose not alone for Mullingar, but for the Midlands of Ireland and for Ireland to see all the stations going. But hopefully, Don, and I think it'll work out. We'll be back.
God bless you, sir. We also thanks indeed to Frank and Ryder, managing director of the Park House. We wish him continued success at 89. Back to you, Michael.
Don, I just have to say thanks also, before I forget it, to all the contributors to our various programmes over the years. All the lads that contributed to Landlink, that is Fergus and John and Dennis and all of them that were in there, they're absolutely fantastic. And also, I need to say thanks to Tom Phelan in the Jesuit House in Rahan in Tullamore. He contributed quite significantly to our programmes. And also to Sister in the Sacred Heart Hospital. And, you know, there's been so many, particularly newsreaders, Tina, and I've forgotten nearly all of them. But I said thanks to everybody who is concerned with us on the programming end of things. And I wish them the very best, as I know they will work out okay in the new broadcast scheme that comes up in the new year. Okay.
Thanks very much indeed, Michael. Well, there's not a lot more to say. I think we've all said our things, and I certainly won't play my theme out tonight, but appropriately we'll say goodbye in style, and wish you one and all that are listening in this evening a very, very happy new year, a prosperous new year, a peaceful new year. And let's hope, please God, that with the demise of Radio West as you know it, that something better or just as good will come along. We've had a very troubled year. The world is full of problems. And I'd like to think that Radio West was one of those things where you could just sit back and relax and listen to and enjoy. And having said that, we, once again, on behalf of the management and staff and everyone here tonight, this is Don Allen, possibly for the last time, saying a very, very goodbye. God bless. Thank you for being such wonderful listeners, or for being such a wonderful audience, and for making Radio West what it was, what it is, and please, hopefully, God, what it will be. And for me and everyone else here tonight, we say adios, but hopefully not goodbye. Good night, and God bless. time on Radio West is now 10 o'clock, and West National Radio 3 is now closing down.
Confusion of life. Keep peace with your soul, with all its chances.